I'm privileged to be speaking today with Valerie Burton. Valerie is a personal and executive coach who has served hundreds of clients in 40 states and 7 countries. She's also the author of 5 books, including What's Really Holding You Back, and has been featured or quoted in numerous publications, including Real Simple, Women's Day, and O, the Oprah Magazine. Hi, Valerie. Great to be with you.
It's good to be with you, too.
Now, Valerie, why are you so passionate about giving people the tools they need to craft their own personal comeback?
You know, I think so many people, especially these last few years, have dealt with setbacks, whether financial or, you know, a layoff, or perhaps it's a professional setback, relationship setbacks, divorce, health challenges. And, you know, if you live any length of time, you're going to get knocked into that ditch. And the question is, how do you get back out? And, you know, where do you go from the place where you are, which typically isn't the place you expect it to be?
So what is the common mistake then people make when they get thrown off course by an unexpected challenge in their life?
I think for a lot of people, they want to immediately make things better. They immediately want to make things what they used to be. And when you get knocked off course, and if you think of it literally as being knocked into that ditch, a lot of times you're knocked out. And if you try to get up and start running, you're going to stumble, you're going to be dizzy, you're disoriented. So I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make is that they try to come up with the solution too quickly. And I think sometimes God allows us to be knocked off course so that we can stop, so that we can hear from him, so that we can slow down in this fast-paced world, because it's not always that you need to go back onto the same path. Sometimes you get knocked off course because it was time for that path to change. And so if you don't take the time to listen and to really understand what God's trying to do in your life, you can miss the blessing.
Tell me, if you would, about how a person can actually benefit from getting knocked off the path to success, whether in career or finances or even relationships.
I think there are a lot of different ways that you can benefit, and it's not necessarily that you would have chosen to go through what you've gone through. But I interviewed quite a few people for the book and then looked even at my own experiences of dealing with family health challenges, dreams that have been deferred, my own divorce. These are really painful things that I've been through and that many other people have been through. And I think that if you can take the time to realize that you're not in control anyway, but God is in control, then you begin to learn some of the benefits. Many people have said things like, you know what, I'm a much more grateful person, or the path that I was on was too focused on me. It wasn't focused enough on my purpose and how I'm supposed to bless others. For other people, they ended up in a totally new career. You know, they got laid off and there was something that they'd always wanted to do, but they never would have quit their jobs to do it. So a lot of times our setbacks humble us and they help us appreciate life more.
What do you feel is the most important tool or insight you hope every reader will take away from this book?
Well, one of the tools that I use in the book is 5 guiding principles. I call them the 5 commitments. And I've actually been using these commitments in my speaking engagements, and it's really been amazing how much people are holding on to them. They actually come up to me after the engagement and say, you know, that commitment number 3 was me. I really needed to hear that. So the 5 commitments are really simple, and these are the things that you commit to when you start onto your path of getting out of that ditch, walking either onto a new path or back onto your old path. And it's 1, I will not feel sorry for myself. This is critical. You cannot make a comeback if you're wallowing in pity. 2, I will not stare at the closed door. This is really huge because when you lose something, whether it's a relationship or money or a job or your own health and physical abilities, it can be very easy to stare at what you had and to keep looking back. But it's really important to look forward, because if you don't, you often miss the opportunities and the blessings that are in front of you. 3, I will dig deep to unearth all the courage I need. It is critical when you are making a comeback from a setback, when you're recovering from your setback, that you unearth courage. It requires courage. You're going to have a lot of fear, and the only thing that overcomes fear is courage and faith. 4, I will direct my thoughts. My thoughts will not direct me. I give very specific advice advice about how to change your thinking patterns, because sometimes negative thoughts are things that we ruminate on. We can't seem to get out of that pattern. And so I help the reader to get out of the negative thinking pattern and the thoughts that are counterproductive. And then number five, I will choose to believe all things work together for good. And we know that from Romans 8:28, but sometimes it's hard in the midst of our setbacks to see it. And you have to stand on God's word and know that he has a plan, even if you can't see the plan right now.
Valerie Burton has been my guest today. She is a personal and executive coach and the author of Where Will You Go From Here? Valerie, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for your time.